Little news from Washington now. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid pulled the plug yesterday on what's become known as the spill bill.
As you know, we had planned a vote tomorrow on an energy plan, but it's clear that Republicans remain determined to stand in the way of everything. Since Republicans refuse to move forward with any meaningful debate, we'll postpone tomorrow's votes on energy until after the recess.
Now, the real question is, with only a few days left until congressional leaders pack their bags and head home for the August recess, can they get anything done before Labor Day? Joining us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Morning, Todd.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. So this one seems like a no-brainer. I mean, after the BP oil spill in the Gulf, to not be able to get a bill that has to do with offshore drilling, what's going on?
You would have thought so. You know, when this year started off, it was all about comprehensive climate change legislation and reordering the American energy economy to cleaner energy, not to mention tackling global warming. Then they said, well, we won't be quite so ambitious. We need Republican votes. So we'll do cap and trade with just utilities. And the utilities were for it. So we all said, well, they should be able to do that. I mean, gosh, even, you know, the utilities themselves are on board. Then they couldn't even get that. Then they said, we'll just address the oil spill stuff. We'll crack down on BP. Who's not for that? And we'll give some more money. They had a bipartisan bill for more electric cars and more natural gas truck fleets in America. And a lot of Republicans were for that. So surely they're going to get that, right?
But.
Wrong. they are at a dysfunctional stage before the election here, Lynn.
And we're talking, we should point out, we're talking about the Senate, right?
Correct. We're talking about the Senate. The House, thankfully, has gone home, so they're not involved in this mix to make it even worse. Basically, Harry Reid's problem here, he had problems with his own Democrats.
There
Why? Were some because they're from oil states, and they were concerned about the moratorium. They were concerned about new rules on drillers that would make it harder to drill in Louisiana or Alaska. They were concerned about things like royalties. Those things can get really parochial when your state's economy relies on it. What happened over the last couple of days was, after a lot of negotiating, it seemed like Harry Reid got his Democrats on board. They had an agreement on royalties. They had an agreement saying, if we remove all of the liability caps on the BPs of the world and the big oil drillers, you know, BP's only on the hook for $75 million. Down in the Gulf. Now, they've said they'll ignore the law and pay unlimited costs, but they don't have to. And the next time there's a spill, the legal liability for everybody's jobs and lost businesses is only $75 million. The Democrats wanted to do away with that. There were some people uncomfortable with that because the little guys can't pay all that insurance. Well, they reached an agreement on that, and it looked like they were ready for a vote. But the problem was they didn't get a single Republican to come over
and support it. And that's been the story certainly since it's story of this administration, certainly. Another story that seems to have been sort of shoved to the back this week, which is the confirmation hearings of Elena Kagan. What's happening?
It's been almost eerie. It's not shoved to the back. It's in the front. The nomination of Elena Kagan is on the Senate floor right now, but you wouldn't know it because in the hallways of the Senate where you're hanging out, everybody's talking about drilling. They're talking about maybe some Medicaid money from the states before the Senate goes home for the summer. They're talking about BP. You wouldn't know there's a Supreme Court nominee on the Senate floor right now who's going to be confirmed by the end of the week. She has the votes.
But why is that? I mean, is it just because, oh, that'll pass, so it's a low priority all of a sudden? Or is there a confrontation here? We heard some rhetoric from Jeff Sessions, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, saying she's incompetent, she's going to be an activist judge. Not surprising comments.
Well, no. And he had that rhetoric, John, is part of his job for the Supreme Court nominees. We've talked about before how these things take on a life of their own. It's not as much about the nominee as it is about party identity. Jeff Sessions knows that she's going to be confirmed. I think five Republicans have said they'll support Elena Kagan. Certainly all of the Democrats will. So that means she's over the line. I'm comfortable with saying she's a shoo-in by Thursday.
Certainly not the Clarence Thomas hearings.
No. Nothing like that at this
Speaking,
point. Absolutely not.
Can I pull you out of your comfort zone, Todd, for just a moment?
John, why not? Hey,
were you listening to Alvin Hall talking about, despite this credit card bill, there are all these fees that the banks are still permitted to charge, all these regs and caveats and waivers?
Yeah.
How comfortable are lawmakers feeling about this so-called landmark legislation if this kind of thing, you know, is like so obvious?
Well, I think that there was always a sense. Look, when these big bills pass and you regulate big, complex industries, on Capitol Hill, there's always a sense that they're doing what they can do now and that the big, smart industries will find a way to get around it. They feel the same thing, John, about the big Wall Street regs that just passed. On the one hand, you say, well, this is really going to go a long way to prevent the next crisis. Well, what this is going to do is prevent the next crisis that's identical to the crisis
right.
we just
had. Fighting the last war.
Exactly right. Fighting the last war, they'll find new loopholes. They'll find new ways to make money. They're in the business of making money. So the next crisis, the next outrage is going to be something different. And Congress will then have to be slow to react to that one.
Back to the Senate specifically. What is it? 4 days, 2 days till vacation?
Yeah, the clock is ticking here.
Clock is ticking. Practically, other than Elena Kagan, can they get anything done between now and Friday?
Well, they're going to take a shot today at something that is important to the states. Every governor in the country, Lynn, is short on Medicaid funds. Medicaid is the cost leader in every state in America. Healthcare costs are rising. Plus, when fewer people are working, there's more people on Medicaid. So it's a double crunch on the states. They have a bill that's going to send about $16 billion in additional federal aid for Medicaid to the states, in addition to some extra money to keep teachers, state workers, like they say teachers and firefighters, because those are the most sympathetic positions, but teachers, firefighters, other state workers on the job to avoid layoffs. The linchpin here, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, has been coming up to that line, towing it, whether she'll cross over. She doesn't seem to want to be the 60th vote, the only Republican who crosses over, because
right.
that's a little dangerous in these days. But they
she's
may
been
get
out
that
there.
Today.
Yeah,
she's been out there.
There
they may
year.
Get that today, and maybe a little success to go into the recess here.
All right, Todd, thanks. two more days.
Three more days of negotiations.
Tick, 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 tick,
Susan
tick, tick.
Susan Collins will be busy.
You can follow more of what Todd is working on. Head to our site at any time, and you can catch his tweets. That's at thetakeaway.org. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.